This is a Cruise News Today special report. Here's Doug Parker.
Two cruise lines have loosened pre-cruise testing and vaccination protocols a little bit more. Royal Caribbean International and Celebrity Cruises both announced that as of September 5th, all guests are eligible to sail from U.S. ports, with the exception of itineraries visiting Canada and Bermuda. Previously, the lines had only relaxed their vaccination policies for Europe and select U.S. ports. So here's how it breaks down. Both cruise lines have said vaccinations are now only recommended instead of required, which does allow non-vaccinated guests to sail with no capacity limits. Rules surrounding testing have been relaxed as well, with both lines on the same page as follows. Unvaccinated guests ages 5 years and older must present a negative COVID-19 test result within 3 days of the sailing. For sailings 9 nights or shorter, vaccinated guests, regardless of age, no longer need to test. And here's where things get a little easier as far as testing goes. Guests can now take an at-home antigen test, even one of those unsupervised ones. This will satisfy the requirement. Proof of a negative test can either be printed, a clear photo, or an actual test in hand. Both Royal Caribbean and Celebrity Cruises paved the way for the industry's return to North America when last June, Royal Caribbean's Adventure of the Seas started resailing from Nassau, Bahamas, and Celebrity Edge sailed from Fort Lauderdale. As always, check with your cruise line to make sure you have the most up-to-date information as these policies are constantly changing. Breaking news and industry coverage at cruiseradio.net. I'm Doug Parker with Cruise News Today.
The proceeding was a production of Cruise Radio. For more accurate and dependable updates, subscribe to our YouTube channel or visit cruiseradio.net.